We have in this week's parasha the whole inyan of the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Memeriva. Very complicated parasha, the Rishonim Mutrud Gefelach. What was the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu exactly? Dak was been a dak. The Torah doesn't say exactly what the chet was. Shainim, Talim Musar. Everybody said a pshat what Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was. But it wasn't clear. Of a whole parasha, now the Torah, when you learn the whole parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu with the name of Riva, the Torah, everything that's brought down in the Torah, every maisa, avada as a shaykhus, for every yid. What are we supposed to get out of the story of the Maimon Riva? There's a lot of answers to the question. By the way, I want to speak of one specific topic. But what I'm asking, what are you supposed to get out of the chet of Maimon Riva is like, we don't have shaykhus to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishonim say that the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was on his darga, right? So we don't have his darga, we don't have his nisyanis, and we don't have a suffix whether to hit the rock, to talk to the rock. It doesn't make a difference. So what are we supposed to get out of? There's all types of shots, and the Altaf and Avadok over here has a that we spoke about it over the years. There's a lot to learn from this, so I want to speak about one specific topic, which is negiah to us every day. We find in Chazal, the Gemara brings down in many places, that Amoroyim, Tanoim, Amoroyim, what types of nisim they did. This one split the Yarden. That all types of nisim shalek derech hateva. They live shalek derech hateva. And all types of ifanim. And Chazal bring down all types of stories like that. And Be'etzem, there's a shayla. Be'etzem, the Gemara. What's the Gemara bringing down all these stories for? The Gemara is not a storybook. Ravida Ravashi, when they closed the Gemara, they put in everything with the cheshbon. What are we supposed to get out of it? We don't have nisim. No, nothing splits. We go to the Yarden, Benazmanim. The waters keep going. There's no Kriyas Yamsov, there's no Kriyas Yardin. What exactly, what are we supposed to take out of all these stories? What's the purpose? The famous, it's like this. There's a famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says, Amalei Rapopol Abaya, Maishno Rishainim Desrachus Lunisa, the early Adairis that had Nisim, Maishno Anam Delemis Rachus Lunisa. What happened? There's no Nisim by us. The Gemara goes on, Holavikos. We're better, Tamidei Chachamim. We know more. Everything Gemara, Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda, Ki Avishol of Chad Misanei, Osa Mitzvah reigned. Amrlei Kamoi, Havikom Mosrin, Nafshayu, Akedushas Hashem. The Omoish Nefesh, Akedushas Hashem, Anam Lam Masvinu Nefesh, Akedushas Hashem. What's the Pshan? David Gemara. The Gemara says that the early Yadayrus were Mosrin Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem, and we're not Mosrin Nefesh. What does that mean exactly? Uh-huh. And why is that connected to Yisrachish Lehunisa? What I'm saying over is Rabbi Rucham over here in the parasha, he says a very deep zach, which is negeya to all of us, every day. Anes is shalek derech teva. Anes is not meshubit to the rules of teva. Rabbi Rucham says that the mitzias of nisim in the world, the mitzias of shalek derech teva, is a direct function of Kedusha in the world. Kodesh, 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 Shem Tzavokoy, Meloi Chaloret Kavoyne. Be'etzem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Vivalta Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh. Kodesh means Mufresh. The word Kodesh means I'm Mufresh from Teva, I'm Mufresh from Gashmias. In the world of Ruchnias, there's no such thing as Teva, and there's no limitations. There's no limitations. Be'etzem, there's no reason why the rain should come like this or the rain should come like that. Because Ruch has no limitations. Is the ability kivayochol, that of a nest to happen, which is shalei derech hateva, of not being limited, is a result of the mitzias of the kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more removable from all gashmias in the most absolute way. When there's a gilu of nisim in the world, shalei derech hateva, is when there's a mitzias of kedusha in the world. When there's a mitzias of kedusha in the world, which is that there's a gilui of hafrosha from gashmias, and there's a gilu of hafrosha from Eilam Hazeh, and there's a gilu of hafrosha from Teva. The word gilu is not the right word. The word is metzias. When there's a metzias of kedusha in the world, which is hafrosha, memela needs to happen. The masri nafshayu akedusha Hashem. The Gemara's loshin is meduktik b'yaser. Why, when a person's moist nefesh, is it called kiddush Hashem? Right, that's the loshin of the Gemara. Kiddush Hashem, kiddush Hashem. It's the loshin we all use. Why is it called kiddush Hashem? Call it a serious nefesh. What's kedusha? The answer is, and this is the emes tifkeit, that the ability of a person to be moist nefesh. What's when a person's moist nefesh? When a person's moist nefesh, he says he's willing to give up his life. Is the pshat is, when a person is moist and nefesh, is he saying that I have no limitations? There's nothing blocking me. Although it works in scales. It can go from an extreme that everything blocks a person. A person has a headache, a person's tired, a person's not comfortable, air conditioning's not working. That's the lowest level. The highest level blockage is a person's life itself. A person would be willing to mavater, aleph, beis, gimel, sacrifice his life itself. He won't be mavater. When a person is willing to mevater on his life himself, what's he saying? There's no ma'akim. I'm completely detached from Gashmiut. I'm completely detached from Eilam Hazeh. That's why Mesirus Nefesh is called Kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzias of Kiddusha. It's a mitzias of detachment. It's a mitzias of Havdalah. It's a mitzias of Precious. The pshat is, I'm completely detached from Eilam Hazeh. There's no ma'akim. There's nothing that stops me. That's what the pshat in the Gemara and Brachas. That's the tifka in the Gemara and Brachas. Why don't they have Nisim? Why didn't they have Nisim? Because they were Masri Nafshayu HaKadushas Hashem. They had Nisim because they were Moist and Nefesh. They went with a Hanhoga of Hafrasha. They went with a Hanhoga that they weren't Meshubah to the rules of Teva. They went with a Hanhoga that the Gashmias in their lives didn't block them. Says the Gemara in Brachis, they were Moist and Nafshayu HaKadushas Hashem. They were Moist and Nefesh. There were no blockages. They were Mafresh themselves. They brought a mitzias of kedusha into the world. The minute they brought a mitzias of kedusha into the world, Israchish Nisa, Nisim happened. That's already a memeladika result. There's a memeladika result. That means when Klal Yisrael brings on themselves a kedusha, Israchish Nisa, so Nisim happened, because in the mitzias of kedusha, which is mufresh from Eilam Hazeh, there's a matter of Nisim. That was the answer. So it wasn't that it was a skula or a schar or a zayte gezach, or an arbitrary result. No, that's the zach itself. That's the mitzias be'etzem. Today, we don't have nisim. We're 2,000 years after Abaya. I say about 2,000 years. We're 2,000 years after Abaya. So we're close to 2,000 years after Abaya. We don't have nisim, because we don't have kedusha in the world. And when there's no mitzias of kedusha, we're not moved or mufresh. By the way, we want Nisim. It's very funny. We help lift that up as we have a shaykhus to Nisim, and the brothers, we can be attached to Eilam Hazeh, and we get what it called, and we expect Nisim to happen. By the way, we expect Nisim to happen, but there's a rule for Nisim. Nisim come as a result of a mitzias of kedusha. That's the pshat in the Gemara and Brachos. Says there be rule from Adov and Noir Mamish. And it's negeah to every one of us every day. It says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Yan lehemantim bi lahagdisheni." Hello, you had an opportunity of being mekadosh me. What does it mean lahagdisheni? To honor me, to mekadoshem shemayim. Why is hitting the rock or talking to the rock have to do with kiddushem shemayim? Explains Yabbi Ruchim very deep, and Mistama, this is the pasuk shad. Hello. If you talk to the rock and the rock doesn't give water and you have to hit it, so that means if you have to go do an action to get the water out, that means that Eilam Hazeh is a mandiyama. That means Batsim, there's a huge pella on the whole parasha which nobody really understands. Hit the rock, talk to the rock, it's the same mess. That's the famous kasha. Fine, he didn't talk to the rock, he hit the rock. No, and where's the water coming from? So the Zalbanes, he hit it, he talked to it. What's the Zalbanes? Rocks don't give out water. So before, you hit a rock and pops out a soda fountain, Coca-Cola, ginger ale, diet, everything. It's not a mess. It's not a kiddush Hashem. So before, I would take a stick, I would knock on the marble over here, would pop out Pepsi Max or Fawcett, and everybody could have a cold drink. It's not a fine kiddush Hashem. I could become right away a baba, put on a hood, Nussbaum will be my shamish. Richtig? What? You want to be your own rebbe? Open a branch. You can be the Tranto Nazmorna rebbe. Yeah? There's no problem. You have a Nazmorna rebbe by you? Not yet. So, it's a gewaltig kiddush Hashem. We can get rich in Nussbaum. What? You get 10%. You shouldn't have big musogim. Remember, you're from Toronto, I'm from Borough Park. Yeah? The part is, it's a gewaltige Kiddush Hashem. It's also for a gewaltige Kiddush Hashem. And everybody speaks about this, by the way. He talked, he didn't talk. Where is there a function of Kiddush Hashem here? You could tell me that he made Cheshbonis. You could tell me that he didn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Listen to the kasha I'm asking. I want to formulate the kasha. You could tell me that there's a chilek and he made Cheshbonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the reasons why. I bring Kiddush Hashem. It's the same Kiddush Hashem whether you hit it, whether you talk. The Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask. What's the difference? How? You could tell me Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was that he got angry and then that he made Cheshbonis and he didn't think that Klal Yisrael was holding at that darug. There's all types of Litvish raid, there's Chassidish raid, there's Navarra Dukkah raid. It's all MS. Yeah, by the time everyone finished with the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu did a lot of chatam here. Rabbi Seinu taught us that everything went into the cheshbin, each one the feed dargosoi on Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, which we have no shakas to in a million years to Moshe Rabbeinu's darga. What's called a chet by Moshe Rabbeinu? What's called a chet by Moshe Rabbeinu? Somebody once told me, Meister, the Mashgiach of David Kornenglass in Baltimore, the famous Mashgiach. Somebody once told me himself, he went over to him, he lived in there, he saw. He went over to him once and he said, you know, Chazal said that Yankov Inu did a chet when he put Dina in the box, that Esav shouldn't see her. So he once went over to the Mashgiach, the Heilige Tzadik of the Kongraf, and he said to him, you know, Rebbe, ich verstehe nicht the chet of Yankov Inu. I don't understand what the chet was. So the Mashgiach told him, Bocher, if you would understand the chet, Yankov Inu wouldn't have done it. The pshat is, we're not talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was. We're not talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was. We're talking about what we have to learn out from the parasha. We have no shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu's chet. Aber this nekuda v'hagdisheni, it's the same kiddush Hashem. I'm copy the velt. It's the same kiddush Hashem. We'll say in the paper that they hit the rock and they talk to the rock. What's the emek of shani? Says Rabbi Ruchim, kiddusha means that you're mufrish from gashmias. If you have to hit the rock instead of talking to it, what that means is that somehow the rock still has a little bit of blockage to the nest. Others would have to hit it for. That means the block is still a mandi, the rock is still up as a mandi yama, ilam haz is still being ma'akif. Otherwise, we'd have to hit it for. That's just hitting steps in action, which gets things doing more. Hagamat the nest goal. Over vice versa, the fact that when I spoke not and hitting yeah, it's vice versa that the rock epis needs epis of pa'ula to get it to do the nest. That means there's epis a mandi yama over here of ilam haz. That's felt lahak disheni. That's felt in kedusha. So, in the oifen that the nest was on, I mean, it's two sides which feed off each other. The level of kedusha feeds the nest, and the nest feeds the kedusha. So, if it was done in an oifen where oilam haza had a zog over here which had a daya, is yam lo emanti bilahak disheni. It's felt in kedusha Hashem. What does it mean? It's felt in kedusha Hashem. It's felt in the gilui of kedusha in the world. That's what it means. It doesn't mean felt in the goitel ha-ness. In ness-wise, it's the same 1-0. The ness-wise, it's the same miracle to talk with a hit. I'll bring gilui of kedusha in the world. If kedusha means havdalah, kedusha means precious, kedusha means shlita on olam hazeh, shlita on the teva. So there's a small difference. There's a small difference in the gilui of kedusha in the world. There's a bria of kedusha. There's a mitzias of kedusha, and there was epis ataina on Moshe Rabbeinu kidar gosoi that because of his actions there was less of a gilui of a mitzias of kedusha in the world, and that was the tefillah on him. There was less of a havdalah, an iota less, a hair less. Oh, but there could have been more kedusha brought into the world. Every action that we do, either brings a gilu of kedusha into the world or doesn't. Asher kidshonu b'mitzvayisov. The mitzvahs that we do, when a person does it, brings a gilu of kedusha in the world. Lahavdo, when a person does an avera, what he's doing is attaching himself to Olam Hazeh, is bringing a hester upon him of kedusha. It means there's a mitzias of kedusha in the world. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh. There's a mid of kedusha. As much as a person is mafrish and mavdol himself, he's bringing kedusha into himself. He's attaching himself to kedusha. He's lahagdi sheni. And as much as chas v'shalom not, it's the opposite. So it's tumah. And that's a mitzias that every person shaykes to. If Chazal were mesakin asher kidshonu b'mitzvah, that means Chazal said that every time we do a mitzvah, we're doing lahagdi sheni. We're being mekadesh shem shemayim. We're being megala another tefach of kedusha in the world. We're opening up another be'er, another mayon, another be'er mayim chayim of kedusha. We're opening up another pipe of kedusha in the world. We're megala noch a tefach of kedusha in the world, noch a mitzias of kedusha. That every time a person does a mitzvah and fakert chas v'shalom fakert. What we see, what's negeya from Moshe Rabbeinu to us, is that every mitzias and iota and centimeter of kedusha is netzach netzachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu on his darga, he had kalim to bring kedusha into the world, either by hitting or by talking. That's his kalim for bringing kedusha into the world. And there was a tviya on him that you could have brought more of a mitzias of kedusha into the world. You could have created more of a mitzias of lahagdi sheni. Hagam, the difference is so slight, the difference is so close. I'm coming to bring out the positive, not the negative. It shows how much of kedusha a person has yicharis to be megal in the world, and that's what the parsha is coming to teach us. That particular nisayin of hitting the rock, talking to the rock, we don't have. We don't have it. I'm taking for granted most of you that we don't have that nisayin. Correct, Mr. Omer? What? You don't want to say it. You don't mean megal, right? The pashtus. We don't have that nisayin, but the choice between iotas of possibilities for gilu of kedusha, of hafasha, of not being ma'akiv, and yeah, that we have every day. We have the choice of when you're learning a taisvis, you can hit the taisvis, or you can talk to the taisvis. When you hit the taisvis, means it's hard, and you don't have the kaisis. So you punch the taisvis punches back. You ever have a boxing match with the taisvis? You did. Yeah, that's hitting the rock. It's a gvaldige dag of kedushas Hashem. But that's not the spitz kedusha. The spitz kedusha is when the taisus becomes part of you, when you talk to the taisus. When you don't have to hit it, when you don't need violence, when there's no ikuvim. And every time we do that, when we don't let something be ma'akiv me, you're learning a taisus, and you get to a hard va'afal pi, and you didn't do your homage yet. Yeah, you didn't do it yet. And you have a choice in front of you. Either you can let your mitzias be ma'akiv you, or you push through and you say, wait, it was the entices, take 5 minutes. It's always, not about an hour, you take 5-6 minutes, you work it out. You brought kedusha into the world because you didn't let Olam Hazeh stop you. You brought kedusha into the world, you brought a gilu of kedusha into the world, it could be a nest. Won't be a nest, maybe that like we said, the water will come out of the mechalamish. You'll have to have Nishmai, because Hashem Tzilcha Ad Yad Yiminecha, you know what Chazal say? Because Baruch Hu is like a shadow. If you're walking on a sunny day and the sun's on the side already, says the Chazal, you point one thing, what does the shadow point? One finger. Two fingers. Because Baruch Hu is like a shadow. Hashem Tzilcha Ad Yad Yiminecha. Says Chazal, the way you're knowing with him, he's knowing with you. If you're knowing with Kedusha, which world is knowing you with Nisim? It's Rachish Nisim. It's one the same thing. If you're not Meshubat Teva, which world is not Meshubat Teva? What I'm showing you is that we see from this week's parsha that Kedusha and Nisim and Shalei Kedach and Teva could be in everything we do. Because if we're learning out of the parsha that Kedusha means every time you let the rock block you, and that's the big Chiddush of Rabbi Yochum. The big Chiddush of Rabbi Yochum is that every time you let the rock block you, that's a lack of kedusha. That's a lack of kedusha. That's a lack of gilui kvoy deis baruch in the world. If that's what kedusha means, that we have shaykhus to. That's a big kedush. That's what Rabbi Ruchim is teaching us in the parasha, and that we have shaykhus to. It's in every taisus. It's in every shmona esrei. It's in every ben alma chaveroi. Every time we don't let something block us, we brought kedusha into the world. We brought us rachish nisa. We brought ourselves into a lahad nisheni. And midat tayva is always meruba. Thank you.